Nurse.
Doctor.
Scratch, please. Left infrascapular. Bullseye.
Lucky shot.
Lucky shot, nothing. I know my anatomy.
I wish I knew your anatomy like you know your anatomy.
Anybody? Time?
About 0100.
0100? I worked around the clock.
Sure beats working around here.
I'm so bushed I can't remember my last patient.
He had quintuplets.
Oh, yeah.
Silencio! I mean, how can I operate with all this flapdoodle going on?
Where there's a war, there's a way, Frank. Wipe.
How many more out there?
I counted 19 when I came in.
19? There were 19 2 hours ago.
They restock the shells when they run out.
I'm closing, Colonel. A couple more minutes and I can take over for you.
Why?
Why? Well, you must be dog tired.
Yes, but why me more than anyone else?
Oh, because you're old. Older than the rest of us, sir, and you look dead. Beat.
Major, I can match you incision for incision, suture for suture, clamp for clamp, patient for patient.
But not goof for goof.
Oh, mind your own kipper, Pierce. Sir, I was only trying.
I know what you were trying to do. I was the first man in, I'll be the last man out. They have to carry me out.
Hi, Claire.
What you got, Igor?
A radar.
I'll give it to the Fink when he gets back.
Why Fink?
Because every time the Fink gets a 4-day pass, I get stuck with a job. I may look like the perfect secretary, but I'd rather dig latrines. Look at those nails.
Dear, for you.
You know what this is. This is the end to my brilliant military career.
You're crazy.
Not anymore. I got something better than crazy.
If Frank Burns makes any more patronizing cracks about my age, I'll take him behind the motor pool and let the air out of his tires.
He didn't mean anything by it, Colonel. He was only trying to insult you.
Colonel, I've got to talk to you right away.
Klinger, go put on a dress.
Pardon me, sir. Did you call me Klinger?
If you aren't Klinger, who the Sam Hill are you?
Sam Hill, maybe.
I am Zoltan, King of the Gypsies.
He just made my day.
Zoltan, King of the Gypsies. You're talking yourself into a court-martial, soldier.
You can't court-martial me. I'm not in the Army.
Not in the Army?
No, sir. I'm not an American citizen.
I think he's onto something good here.
I wouldn't miss it for all the chipped beef in Korea. Klinger, how can you be king of the gypsies when you're Lebanese?
Good question. I was stolen from the gypsies by two ruthless Lebanese peasants who brought me up as their own flesh and blood.
I like this.
Look, a signed confession from the culprits.
It's a signed confession, all right.
And I've been elected king of my whole tribe. This is an urgent request to return and ascend the throne.
Sorry, I don't read, Gypsy.
Take my word for it.
Of course.
I'll be waiting in my tent with my bags packed.
You'll have a long wait.
Sir, my people need me.
Klinger, if I bought this story, they'd boot me out of the army.
It's true. Now I know why the sounds of violins set my blood on fire. Why I'm so attracted to storefront windows. Why, when I smell paprika, I face toward Budapest. Why, I have the urge to roam.
Zoltan, roam the hell out of here.
You like your tea leaves red?
I prefer them green.
Dismiss.
Play, gypsy, dance, gypsy, play while you may.
I think the king just gave himself a hernia.
No more rhubarb, Private?
All gone, sir.
All gone, sir? I'd like to know how come rhubarb always disappears the minute I show up.
It's not just rhubarb, Frank. People disappear.
Now stay out of this snooping, Sam.
Frank, why do you always give me a bad time every time I give you a bad time?
Blow it out your bagpipe.
Hello, Major. May I join you for some pleasant conversation?
Sure, Major. Sit down and keep your mouth shut.
We just got a call from Korean Army Hospital 426. They're screaming for supplies and surgeons.
They're up to their scalpels and casualties. They need our help.
Well, for Carmody's sakes, we're surgeons, not supermen.
You can say that again.
Oh, are you comparing us to your Colonel Penobscot again?
If Donald were here, he'd be the first one to volunteer.
That's how he became engaged. She asked for volunteers.
I heard that.
Here's your rhubarb, sir.
Oh, sure.
I'll volunteer, sir. Just say the word.
Sorry, Major. They didn't ask for nurses, and I'm not offering. I'm dispatching two surgeons and all the supplies a jeep can carry.
Well, now, how do we pick the two surgeons?
Alphabetically, it's fine with me.
Oh, sure. Captain Pierce begins with a P, and that puts Major Burns with a B right at the top.
Really?
Don't blow your top yet, Major. It won't be alphabetical.
Well, I suggest straws, sir. Two shortest out of three pulls the duty.
Where do you get three?
Well, Burns one, Pierce two, Hunnicutt got three.
Potter four.
You, sir?
Yes, me.
But, sir, you're a grandfather.
Yes, a grandfather, but not Whistler's mother.
Quite a spry for your age, Colonel. I mean, anyone can see that. But as commanding officer and senior member of the surgical staff, shouldn't you put your junior officers on this detail?
How do we shut Junior up?
Suture his lips.
Burns, I may not be a colt, but I'm not an old gray mare either.
She's right.
I'm just as fit for this detail as you are, maybe fitter. We'll settle this right now.
Frank, how would you like to be our first kamikaze surgeon?
It's simple, Frank. You just do a lobotomy on yourself.
Now, stick it in the freezer.
May I commandeer this deck for 1 minute?
But, sir, look.
Holy cow. Sorry, son. Two low cards go for a ride. Honeycutt?
Ten, I guess. I get to wave bye-bye.
Burns?
Five. I did better with straws.
Three. Looks like a marriage, Frank. I know I can do better, but at my age, can I wait?
Deuce.
Well, that's a jip. That means you go and I stay.
Oh, that's good. Well, Frank, looks like you've been jilted again.
It's you and me, Pierce. Burns, load the Jeep with supplies, and don't forget my Geritol.
Gowns, masks, sterile cotton, tape. Tape. What did you do with the tape?
Here. Just because I'm a gypsy doesn't mean I stole it.
Today you're a gypsy, and yesterday you were a ballerina.
Don't scoff, sir. Your fate is an open book to me.
You're Daffy.
We read the future.
Yeah, so can I. In about 5 seconds, I'm going to bust your nose.
Don't bite off more than you can chew, sir. Believe me, the future is written in the palm of your hand.
Oh, yeah? What does it say?
It says...
What is it? What do you see?
Let me be the first to congratulate you, sir.
Somebody die? Leave me some money?
No, sir. Uh-huh. You're going to cover yourself with glory, sir.
I am.
Oh, yes, you've got a strong glory line.
Go on.
You're about to go on a trip, sir. A mission of mercy. To a hospital many miles away. I see. A medal. It's gold.
A gold medal?
It's turning green.
Green?
It says, for your total disregard of danger. For operating above and beyond the call of duty. For insisting to go on this mission instead of Colonel Potter.
Oh, buzz off, goofball. I know what your little game is and it won't work.
Sir, you're 20 years younger than the Colonel.
So? The old and the weak get knocked off. The young and the strong survive. It's the law of the jungle.
A lion should eat your face.
Where does this go, sir?
There's room up front, Your Highness.
Good idea. The Colonel can use it as a footrest.
I'll rest my foot on your butt. Climb in, Pierce. Where's your gun?
Sulking under my cot. We're not on speaking terms.
Don't kiss and make up. You're taking it with you.
Colonel, if I touch that gun, I'll just trigger another argument.
Pierce, you're taking along your sidearm.
Correct. I'm taking along my right sidearm and my left sidearm.
You need an enemy before you can surrender, Hawkeye. Didn't they teach you that in basic training?
Pierce, I'm not riding shotgun. Get that weapon.
Gun boy.
Ah, yes, sir. My feet are like wings, sir.
When the world was golden eerie.
You're not hitting those high notes anymore.
Hurt myself, sir.
I thought so.
Coffee, good and strong?
Oh, thanks, old town. This will come in handy.
Your parka, Colonel?
Wouldn't know where to put it.
You'll need this. The roads are bumpy.
I know where to put that.
Your artillery part.
Is it loaded?
Filled it with water myself, Colonel.
Watch out, everybody. I shoot to drown.
Do you think you can find it?
If we run into trouble, I'll call AAA.
Have a safe trip, gentlemen.
How about a little kiss for the road?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Then how about one for me?
Pierce, on this mission, you represent the 4077th, and don't forget that.
Forget what?
MASH would never send an officer who would disgrace us.
You're right, Margaret. I'm staying.
Sit down, Pierce.
Beware, sirs. I see snipers and landmines and artillery.
You see any good restaurants?
Cut the chatter. Let's move it.
Kick the chocks out from under the wheels. Flaps up. No offense, Margaret. Contact. We're off.
Rum, rum, rum.
Start the engine.
Oh, yeah. Being followed by the war.
I've been followed by bigger wars than this.
Don't fight it, Colonel. This one's bigger than both of us.
Colonel Sherman Potter, MASH 4077.
Where are you headed, sir?
Korean Hospital 426 near Kumwa. Are we close?
2 miles, dead ahead.
Can you make that straight ahead?
You better turn back, sir. This area isn't secured.
Neither are we. We're a massive insecurity.
A lot of people bleeding to death up there, Sergeant. Captain Pierce and I are surgeons. We're going in.
Going in isn't the problem, Colonel. Getting out is.
Sounds like marriage.
Let's go. Good luck.
Okay. Is our room ready? We booked the Sigmund Rhee suite overlooking the motor pool.
Your commanding officer is expecting us.
Yes, sir. Inside.
Watch that. It's more valuable than all the pickled cabbage in Korea, verstehe?
I watch, sir.
They call this a hospital?
I wouldn't operate on your horse under these conditions.
My horse wouldn't be caught dead in here.
Gentlemen, I'm Major Choi.
Colonel Potter, this is Captain Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
How can I thank you for coming?
How about 5,000 apiece in small bills?
Two enemy divisions attacked our forces early this morning.
Successfully, I see.
I'm short of help and drugs.
Supplies are parked outside, Major.
I'll send for them right now. Yaponil Iriwakaju. Wash up over there. We'll go to work.
I think we got the job. Thank you. Medicine bomb scissors. 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 I don't know what to do with medicine bomb. That instrument there, pretending to be sterile. That's it. Good. What'd you sterilize this in? Egg drop soup?
We do the best we can, Captain, with the little we have.
Sorry, it's just that I'm opposed to germ warfare. I'm not too crazy about that warfare either. Oh, great. Right in the middle of resecting a bowel.
Pare! Kajwa! Pare!
Whoops.
Getting tired, Colonel?
Doing fine. Haven't let a patient slip through my fingers yet.
You know, Colonel, in this light, you look just like Greer Garson.
In what picture?
Mrs. Miniver. Oh. How long have we been at this?
I started surgery in 1932.
I mean this session.
So do I.
Maybe we should charge them piecework.
We can't. This is war. By the way, which war is this?
The latest war to end all wars.
More of Klinger's coffee?
No, thanks. It's beginning to dissolve my fillings.
I told him strong, not lethal.
I can hardly keep my eyes open.
They're closed.
See what I mean?
Your eyelids are beginning to send you messages, too. Time for a little shut-eye.
I don't take orders from my eyelids.
Sleep, come on.
I don't take orders from you, either.
Come on, I know what you've been going through. You're exhausted.
I am not. I slept last year.
If I said the word sleep 3 times to you, I'd put you right under.
Not a chance.
Oh, yeah? Watch this. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Evening, Klinger.
Evening who, sir?
Sorry, Zoltan. How's the tribe?
My tribe. They're yearning for me, sir.
Of course they are. What are you doing?
Working out a plan to turn the motor pool into a gypsy caravan.
You too? Any news about Hawkeye and the Colonel?
They didn't call.
Getting worried. I don't like to have them stay out so late on school night.
Put your mind at ease, sir. We gypsies have ways of finding things out.
Crystal ball?
Cards. Concentrate with me, sir. 10 of clubs. Ace of spades. King of diamonds. Jack of hearts. This is the crucial card. Ah, Queen of diamonds.
Holy mackerel, I drew a straight.
Okay.
Huh? Did I? I did. I fell asleep.
You're one heck of a hypnotist.
It works. I just did it backwards.
You can take over now.
Game's tough and you're sending in your ace reliever, huh?
That's right. We're losing and the bases are loaded.
Oh, listen, you want to finish a great dream for me?
If I can't come up with one of my own.
I was in a candlelit room. Soft music in the background, soft girl in the foreground.
Stop right there. I'm a married man.
Well, can you at least buy her a drink till I get back?
Sure.
I watched your work. It was a magnificent performance.
Souvenir programs are available in the lobby.
Major, I wish you'd drop in on us one day at the 4077th and watch the whole team in action.
We do a matinee that has them rolling in the aisles.
We have a good bunch of doctors.
Even Frank Burns?
You mean old Ferret Face?
You've heard of him.
Yes, he worked on a few of my men.
And they survived?
Yes, they were lucky. Again, thank you for all your help.
Thank you for all your wounded, without which our help would have meant nothing.
Well, goodbye, Major.
Goodbye. May luck go with you.
Yes, he may. Tell him to hurry.
Anya!
Could use a belt.
Why, are your pants falling down?
Clean the thought of everything else. You don't suppose.
Huh?
Brisk, that gypsy. Belly up to the bar, Hawkeye.
He lighted.
To Klinger.
To Klinger's boat.
That's a double.
The Zoltan's nose. That's a double.
That's a double.
The Charles de Gaulle. And his nose. That's a double.
Is it your nose?
No, that's a half a one. Parker, your gun!
Forget that! Come on! We're already bombed.
They totaled our Jeep.
Case will be in court for years.
Get down, you want to be a dead duck?
No, I'd rather be a live chicken.
You want to cut it out?
Oh, that was close.
I believe my life is about to pass before my eyes.
Let me know when it does. I love a parade.
Even short ones?
Too young to die, Pierce?
I was hoping I'd make it to Thursday.
Well, I'm gonna give them one hell of a fight before they drag me off to any Chinese prison camp.
What's the matter? You don't like Egg Foo Young?
Miserable place for a regular army man to spend a war.
Well, I don't believe anybody's made the offer yet.
I think we just got an invitation.
What are you shooting for?
Well, that's the way this game is played. They shoot at us, we shoot at them. The last one to shoot wins. Here, it's your turn.
No. The reason they're shooting is that they're angry. If I shoot back, they'll just get angrier.
Pierce, you got a good sense of humor, but a lousy sense of timing. Fire that weapon.
Fire it? I don't even like looking at it.
I said fire that weapon.
All right. You're fired. Did it as gently as I could.
That was an order, Pierce.
Oh, waiter, would you take this man's order, please?
Fire the gun, Hawkeye.
Look, Colonel, I'll treat their wounds, heal their wounds, bind their wounds, but I will not inflict their wounds.
You can't just sit there.
I may be sitting on the outside, but I'm running on the inside.
You love life that little?
I hate guns that much.
For God's sake, man, defend yourself. Don't think of it as a gun. Think of it as a great little noisemaker, the loudest cap pistol in Korea. Just shoot it and scare the living hell out of them.
That I can do. All right, everybody, I start shooting at the count of three.
What's the matter? Oh, thank you.
Out of the way! Look out! Out of the way! Behind the tree! Take cover! Look out!
There, I used up all my bullets. Now can I go home?
You're a crazier soldier than a surgeon.
Thank you. You hear that?
I don't hear a thing.
That's what I mean.
Nobody's there. They amscrayed. Come here, Pierce. Take a look. Don't shoot! We're one of you!
You're one of us, Apple Pie, Betty Grable.
Clara Bow!
Clara Bow? Frank's right, you are old.
You medics?
Surgeons with a mass unit.
What are you doing up here?
Looking for broads.
You're not gonna find any there, Captain.
No. He's looking for casualties.
And they all pulled out. We're moving out.
Let's go. You didn't hit a single thing, sharpshooter.
Well, you fired as many shots as I did, and you were the one who said you shot the apple off the Kaiser's head.
Confidentially, Hawkeye, I couldn't hit a bullet with the side of a barn.
You all right, sir?
Great! Why shouldn't I be?
Well, you've been through some terrible ordeals.
What ordeals?
Well, the Korean hospital ordeal, the bunker ordeal.
Piece of cake. Enjoy it every minute. Well, I think I'll turn in after I do my 50 push-ups. Care to join me?
No, thank you, sir. Good night.
Thanks for looking in, Major. Come in.
Finish with your tea, sir?
It was delicious, Klinger.
May I read the tea leaves, sir?
By all means.
Says here, you're going to take pity on a poor gypsy boy who desperately wants to go home to his people.
Let's have a look. The way I read it, the poor gypsy boy is in danger of annoying his commanding officer, and if he keeps it up, he'll get a boot in his tambourine.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good night, Claire.